Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, have you talked with the animals lately? Which animals? Well, maybe, hopefully your pets. But how about the birds and squirrels and all of that? Well, let's talk with someone for our show who speaks with animals all the time, from everywhere, even beyond our imagination, the animals she finds to talk with. And she's been on the show many times before, and we're so happy to have her back, Sandra Mendelson. Sandra, welcome back to Energy Stew.
Oh, Peter, it's good to be here again. Thank you.
I'm so excited to talk with you because I love the fact that you connect in deep ways with the world around us that most of us likely can't even imagine that the animals can tell us so much, that and that they're so sophisticated in ways that scientists don't understand. And and yet I love their wisdom. And so there's so much that you collect from your talks with them. And I remember a recent show we did with two elephants who were in, I think, South Africa somewhere, that speak with you often. So you work with animals remotely. You don't have to be in their presence, and yet you have to know who you're, I guess, who you're speaking with.
Yeah.
And you know, it's not the normal everyday animals that you talk with. I was excited recently to read on your Facebook page that you talk with snails, and then you were just telling me before we started that there was a toad that you spoke with.
Yes, bufo toads. You know, everybody looks at them like the devil, because if your pet has a dance with them, their bodies automatically emit a poison. And a couple weeks ago, there was bufo toad three nights in a row sitting next to my door. And I went, all right, I better go get the pen. And he was, you know, I can read to you what he said if you want me to do that now, because it's kind of like a plea to humans. And here it is. He said, "We are misunderstood, just like many humans whom you judge from the outside. We serve to teach caution, as every species must embrace that for survival, including the pets you love and care for so dearly. We mean no harm to anyone. We are gentle and peaceful." Wait, there's more. "We just contain," this is the phrasing that came through, "we just contain a device that teaches harsh lessons. We were given this by the Creator, but we would not choose for it to be this way. What our souls chose, our hearts did not. We beg of all of you, stop sending us so much hatred. It is so painful. Remember, you could be us. We ask you to please treat us and all beings with compassion." And he and a beetle landed next to me two nights in a row while the toad was there. And they're waiting for me to get to the next level to really talk to the wee creatures. It requires a tremendous amount of inner, you know, focus.
And what does that mean, the wee creatures?
The wee creatures, you know, the infinitely small, to really go in depth into their world, you know, snails and insects and, you know, tiny whiny. I don't know what else comes from this. Who knows? Maybe nature divas will talk. I don't know.
Or amoebas.
Or amoebas, right? But, you know, when you mention that, you know, this is something most people don't do, at least 2/3 of the world's population lives in cities. You can't do it in the city. I mean, there are some animal communicators that can, but I'm talking about for us to tap into our innate ability, which, yes, we all have, to connect with all life. You can't do it in a city. So that cuts the numbers down dramatically. All the people that are getting messages from animals that I've been privy to across the world don't live in a city. So don't take it personally.
But there are,
don't take
there
it
are,
personally.
In the city, there are lots of rats. Well, there are in the country as well.
Yeah, but their behavior has been so dramatically altered by their circumstance and the vibration and the competition for food and the noise that they don't act the way they would in less stressful, competitive, survival-related circumstances.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Kind of like people when you throw them all in a city. They say they start acting like caged animals. So believe me, I love cities. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying for this kind of work, it makes it really challenging.
Well, yes, and the work you do is wisdom work from, these animals reach you because they know that you can hear them in their profound communications. And then we mm-hmm. wonder, okay, so do all animals have such profundity? Are they, does every animal walk around being, some genius, a Yoda? And
the very short answer is twofold. Number one, I will never hear every animal on the entire planet. It's humanly impossible. But number two, remember, every soul is at a different place on its path. So the animals that come through to me are stepping forward. They know about this. They are in a place where they can share. They have a bigger view because they're more evolved than just the squirrels that I feed every day that don't talk to me.
Right. I'm glad you said that. Right.
Of course, there are squirrels that step forward and talk to me, and they feature quite substantially. They have their own chapter in my first book, We Walk Beside You. But then I moved to this development, and the squirrels don't talk. But they always like to fly around the building and come to my office window to see what I'm doing, because I feed them in the back. And that's about the extent of it. I've gotten a couple of general messages, but not the crew of like 10 or 11. Nope, they don't talk, and that's fine.
Yeah, so I guess, they talk to each other, I'm sure, but not with, it's like humans. Many humans are just in a banal reality and are very happy just, taking each step forward and not thinking in these profound ways that you hear from animals.
Exactly, and the people that... the people find these books when they are an opening, when they do kind of see beyond this illusion, this plane that we live in. So some of the channelings that I brought to see if we can cover today from my new book, which are really insights designed to be read one at a time, like the insight for the day, because animals come from such a different perspective than we do, that it takes a long time for us to just let it sit and resonate and be absorbed into our consciousness. And it's also healing. It's so helpful. They're not stuck in the programming. They're not pounded by mass messaging, opinion, religion, government, on and on and on and on. So that's why what they say just goes right to the heart of us, because it really is. It speaks to who we really are without all the junk we're trying to shed, or some of us anyway.
Right. So let's get started.
Well, I want to dive right into a topic that I hope at least some of your listeners will resonate with, and it's how to navigate and assist in the awakening of humanity, because so much is happening right now that we cannot explain. Some of us are much more tuned into it than others, but what they're really going to share is about changes in our bodies, our beliefs, stepping away from the world stage and focusing on commonality. So this is sometimes, by the way, the whole animal kingdom speaks as one. So that's the first one, is about caring for your changing bodies as they evolve.
Okay.
All of us are here because these are universal messages. Time is speeding up. We animals all feel it. Physical bodies are changing as a result. That is why you may be feeling so many weird pains and having so many issues. Grounding mechanisms are being challenged, so you must make more effort to stabilize yourself. Now more than ever, go outside into nature. It is fine, even required, to be more still and stop exercise at times Your body will not suffer. Listen to your bodies. Do not force. We know this is a challenge, but your bodies are being energetically altered so that you can withstand and sail through upcoming and ongoing changes. You are becoming vessels of light. Let go of what you think you know to be true about the body and its treatment, other than clean and whole. Forget labels. They are all lies. We know this is not an easy transition, but you can do it. Go slow and rest a lot.
Good. I'll take that up.
Okay. So you got the body thing. Now we got more about how people's experiences are changing because of soul growth. So when this is an elephant that said that when soul growth is your priority, your experience changes. For those of you experiencing the awakening profoundly, for whom so many human activities have lost their importance, we want to reveal the following. Your higher selves see through the veil around you, so that what you thought you needed or what you believed were fundamental necessities of life may now play only a small role, not a starring one. This could be a partner who is not your mate in spirit, or things or experiences. Performing or functioning in sync with unawakened humans may leave you feeling as if you are acting in a play. That is because your soul growth has become the most important thing to you, and you are now seeing with clear eyes. To all of this, we say, bravo. Even if you feel sick, flustered, depressed, out of sorts, or out of place around other humans. Again, go back into nature and be with those who see, for whom the veil has never existed.
Wow. I love that. And it just feels so helpful to trust the process. And
right?
to know that we need to stop thinking about what we normally think about and just get into this new space.
Yeah, I mean, and there are signs. You know, here again, the animal kingdom itself in total came through with signs that you are growing, catching yourself and noticing how unpleasant you feel if you slip into judgment, anger, or reactivity of any sort. Looking upon other humans with compassion, not intolerance. Making an effort to live softer and stress less. These are all signs of your growth. And from this place, you actually magnetize other people who are awakening. So when your attention is directed to all that helps or heals or regenerates, your conversations with others will mirror that. You will discover how many are like you, needing only one person to reveal their truth to make it safe enough to share their own. And I had done this experiment a while ago. I really paid attention to who I ended up in conversation with over a 2-3 week period because of what was behind my eyes, what I was focusing on. And it was amazing. It was really, really beautiful. It's a different quality of conversation, and you realize, oh my goodness, you know, people are walking around looking like they're numb, and the animals are like, this is from a giraffe. You know, there are pockets of awakening everywhere, even in the most unlikely of personalities. You must open your eyes to the light in people around you. Do not automatically write off those you assume cannot understand. Meet them where they are conversationally, but stay in your heart. And it will open the door to the beauty within them and the common ground you share. So, you know, all of this, you know, in or outer, you know, as within, as without, you know, so without, as above, so below. You know, the animals are very, very aware and keep trying to show us how, you know, there's, and I'll get more into that in a bit. There's so much beauty in people if you direct your eyes to look for it. All right, you know what? I should read that one right now because that was from an elephant. And people do not realize what an intention animals set to see the good. Otherwise, you know, they would have given up on humans a long time ago. So what this elephant said is, in order to stay positive, tell your eyes to look for the good, and stop listening to opinion. Quote, we decide what to look at. What is positive gets our attention, not the other stuff. Again, we make an effort to do this more and more, and then we get better at it. Spend your time choosing very carefully what and how much of other humans' noise you want to listen to. We believe it should be a very small percentage. The majority of what you must listen to is the highest version of yourself, and you can only hear it in the quiet. Humans do not realize that we and all animals work hard to stay positive. We are very aware of the human condition and the resulting state of Mother Earth. But in order to keep going and see the good, we all know we must always be looking for it. Talk to your eyes. Give them direction on what to look for, and you will indeed see it. Stay on this level. Don't get caught up in details that weigh you down, because the big picture, the 10,000-foot view, is what will keep you buoyant. Right? And then, now, when you listen to these things, it's like, you know, how can you absorb it all? You can't. You know, I just want everybody to who's listening to know that, you know, that's why you have to put it somewhere to be digested in tiny bites. Because they really are wonderful, helpful tips for us to move through this world with more understanding, knowing how to separate and ourselves from the junk and when. I'll get into the mind in a minute.
These are awakening words. And so mm-hmm. that's the point, is that it's not word by word by word, but it's the messages themselves add up to an mm-hmm. awakening that we have to absorb and let it percolate inside of us.
Yeah. Well, you know, teachers are everywhere. And when you start hearing the same messages, you may hear them from me, from the animals. Then you hear them from Deepak Chopra or another thought leader, or someone channels them from light beings or from those who have crossed over. You know, then you go, well, wait a minute, hold it. There's got to be something to this if I keep hearing the same concepts over and over and over again. But this is an interesting one, I thought. Two lions, a male and a female, came through together, which had never happened before, to tell us to use fierceness as this sacred tool that it is. Humans have a vast misunderstanding of the purpose of being fierce. They use it to dominate, to control, and to express rage. We do not dominate for the sake of power. We have a much deeper purpose. You see us roar, yes, we possess a lot of energetic strength, but you do not see how we use it in our world. What you see with your eyes is not what counts. Look beneath the surface. The true purpose of using fierceness is to keep things in balance, to stand for what is right and just. It is keeping ego where it belongs, as a servant to the greater good of all. It must be kept in check, but not beaten down. Fierceness is a sacred tool to be used with wisdom. Tap into your own ferocity to overcome challenges within you. Think about it.
You know, I keep thinking of the word, as you were talking, of power with humility.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just realizing that however fierce we need to be is a greater good strength, and it's great to hear the lions talk.
Right. Well, if you ask, you know, if is what I'm doing, thinking, feeling, does it serve my purpose and that of the greater good? Already, you've put yourself in alignment. Right up there with right. kindness. You know, is kindness at the root of my actions? Do you know what I mean? Because
sure.
that's how the self-serving disappears from the menu, because yes, you need to give to yourself, but when you have that mindset, it changes the nature of what you do. And then, you know, there are other there's so much more. Let's see how much we can get through.
Well, people can also get your book, and let's talk
yes.
about that.
Sure. Yeah, my first book came out in 2017 with a deck of animal message cards as well. It's called We Walk Beside You, Animal Messages for an Awakening World. And it kind of opens the door to animal consciousness. You know, the animals just kind of came in, and I had to put it in some kind of understandable order. And, you know, the first chapter or so is basically explains how I, you know, how this all happened, how it smacked me over the head. Because I didn't hear animals when I was a child. It didn't happen until like a decade ago. So there's 53 species that came through, and I just was in a state of wonder during this whole process. I just could not believe what was coming through my pen. And I'm happy to say that without promotion, you know, for 4 years, the book continues to sell regularly, and so do the cards, because people get drawn to things. You know, it's, I just post things on Facebook for free, and if they want to find out more, they certainly can. So it's very organic, and that's because people are waking up. You know, it isn't a, it's not a marketing or sales tool. It's a, it's kind of a gift from the animals. So people will find it when they're ready for it. So with a lot of good reader feedback, you know, people were telling me they were dog-earing the book and leaving it next to their bedstand and checking every night. And I realized that I've gotten so much more since 2017, but specifically a book dedicated to animal wisdom that can help us, specifically help humans, not just how animals do things and all this other stuff, and put into an easy-to-digest form so that each one of the channelings is centered on the page, and it's really just designed to pick one for the day. There is no rush. Like people read affirmations, you know, it's that kind of an insight for the day.
It's also fascinating just to know, you know, the kinds of messages that you receive, and the so many species that you receive them from. It's just wonderful.
Yeah, I think I'm up to about 85 or so, you know, give or take. But, you know, again, remember, I'm still a human, so I will never fully be able to immerse myself in their world and get everything. I feel like I'm working on a jigsaw puzzle that will never be completed, but maybe an image in that puzzle will form to give us at least a decent idea. There's much more about the energetic lives of animals that I've been starting to get, and it'll take a while to get that book together, because the stuff that, you know, they do, we have no idea about this stuff. We just look at their 3D world and satiating the needs of the body and staying alive and mating, and we're missing all of the amazing stuff that different cat nations, they're called cat nations, I didn't know that, different roles that they play energetically with information. It's crazy stuff. And then, of course, the stuff that I've gotten from elephants and horses, which is really mind-blowing about the energy work that they do. So it goes on and on and on. But bringing it back to today, you know, people ask me quite often, you know, what do the animals ask of us? What do they ask of humans? And it's pretty interesting because let me just jump into some of them.
Well, we only have about 4 minutes left of the show.
4 minutes left. Okay. Well, let's see. Wow, which one do I pull? Then you know what? I think we should just stick with helping people get through what's going on right now. I'll read one or two more. This one is from a donkey named Elsa. It's really, really critical to tune into how you feel wherever you go right now. Check in and notice, is your heart or your stomach or your throat or your head aching? Does it feel tight when you enter a certain place? This is how you tune into energy, because healing places make you feel flowing and calm and happy and loose in your body. And when you're in one, usually your aching parts feel better. So just notice. I mean, look, we have to go where we have to go, but become aware. So you can choose, when you have the choice, you can choose your environments wisely, because you're an energy being. So you can put yourself in healing places. And, you know, horses are all about harmony. So another one of their tips right now is really simplifying our lives. You know, cut out the non-essential. Simplify your life and your habits as much as possible so you live and breathe the creation you desire, what you want to have happen in this world. It is enough if you focus on breath and intention and seeing the world born of love and harmony. Pay closer attention to the energy of each person you meet, noticing how their energy affects you, but embrace every single one of them with love, compassion, and acceptance. Remember, they have all been wounded and misguided by programming just as you have.
So,
yeah.
You know, this goes on and on with
yes, it does.
So many. Yeah, it never ends, right? And so you have people reach you through your Facebook page or you have a website?
Yes, all of the above. Okay. To contact me, my website is smendelson, smendelson.com. And there's a blog with a whole bunch of channelings there and a description of the books that are currently in print. And that's how to contact me. And then I also post every day to Facebook. My business page is just called We Walk Beside You, Animal Messages for an Awakening World. And I also post on my personal sandra.l.mendelson page. So they're public and shareable. And this way, you know, it just gets out there every day for people.
I love that you are so accessible because there's so much to share and so much fun to explore. And also just knowing this is real opens us up to nature in ways that many of us haven't imagined before. You know, that we can look out at the animal kingdom and go, wow, you know, I love all these animals. Look how wise they are in their own way, not necessarily talking to you, but just knowing that they live in these worlds that are so profound and beautiful.
Yeah. And, you know, people have told me they have started interacting with their own pets on a totally different level. And I was like, oh, my God, I didn't know he understood everything. He did this. Instead of sit, stay, well, let it come. You know, so yeah, it's really lovely. And also the number of animal communicators around the planet is really popping up as people begin to, you know, awaken to their own gifts. Yeah,
yeah,
it's really great.
Wonderful.
So, yes, my attitude is we can always use the help.
Sandra Mendelson, I love talking with you. And let's do another show fairly soon because, as you say, it's never ending.
Oh, you and I will never get through my notes for a show. I think we get about a quarter to a half of the way there with every show.
Right. So thank you so much for being back on Energy Stew. It's wonderful.
Thank you, Peter. As always, it's always fun and it goes too fast.
Right. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver, heart river.org. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening.